This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. Remember when a growing business had to worry about finding more space for file cabinets to store all its records? Well, in the internet age, even if companies aren't growing, the amount of data they're collecting from every purchase, web search, or cell phone call is growing exponentially, and they are paying big money to store it. Many are outsourcing the task to companies that house digital file cabinets, you might call them. The server farms are cashing in on the tidal wave of information. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek-Smith has the story.
I'm standing inside SuperNAP 7. It's one of the largest server farms in the world. Located just outside of Las Vegas, the building is the size of 7 football fields. Missy Young works for Switch, which built SuperNAP 7. She takes me through the wide, dimly lit aisles that are lined with blinking machines in locked cages.
What is the sound that we're hearing?
Just thousands and thousands of servers all humming along.
Stored in those servers? That restaurant you were searching for online. Google is here. The coffee you charged last week. The big banks are here. The trip you wrote off as a business expense. TurboTax is here. Also, that scarf you bid on.
From this wall all the way to the back wall. So from here on down, this is all eBay.
Does a big company like eBay, do they spend like millions and millions of dollars storing data?
Billions. Not millions, billions.
The data storage market is already worth $70 billion a year, according to data company EMC. Firms like Amazon and Dell have jumped into the business.
The demand for storage is growing at an unprecedented rate.
Dick Sapler is an analyst for research firm Aberdeen. In a report last year, he found companies are now spending about 12% of their IT budget on storing data, and those needs are doubling every 2 years.
So you think about what percentage of your IT budget goes towards storage, and now start doubling that every 2 years. Either you've got to rob from other portions of your IT budget, or you've got to figure out smarter ways to deal with this.
The cost of storing data became a major issue at social media startup Semex. Chief Technology Officer Michael Hoey says the company was storing its data itself, but the cost of buying and maintaining the servers threatened to eat up half the company's IT budget.
When you start to have hundreds of hard drives, one of them is always broken. So you wind up needing a full-time person just to be there.
Last year, Semex moved its data to a storage service run by Amazon. Renting that space isn't cheap. Storage still accounts for about 15% of Semex's IT budget. Missy Young at SuperNAP 7 in Las Vegas says demand has been so strong that SuperNAPs 8 and 9 are already under construction. And the amount of data being stored in these buildings is mind-blowing. Young points out one cluster of servers about the size of a dozen refrigerators.
Okay, it's estimated that the entire written works of man from the dawn of time until today in every single language is the equivalent of 50 petabytes of data. This one cage, we're told, is a little over 100 petabytes.
So everything man ever wrote from Exodus.
God has set before you this day his laws of life.
To Twilight.
Say it out loud.
Vampire.
Are you afraid?
No.
Could fit in a cluster of machines in the corner of this building. Twice. So imagine how much corporate and consumer data they have on us. And me. I found out my bank stores data in the building when Missy Young pointed out a row of servers.
So, in fact, I'm already here.
That's right. Yes, you are. If you have a bank or health records or anything like that, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. In Las Vegas, I'm Stacey Vanek-Smith for Marketplace.